I was at Penn State as a biology major, and I took one course in plant pathology, taught by Bill Merrill, the best teacher I probably ever had. And I just fell in love with the field, and he inspired me. And I knew in a given lecture on a single day that I was going to do this for the rest of my life. I love research. I love the investigation. I love discovery. But maybe the most exciting to me is presenting it and writing it up. I write a lot. I write a lot of papers and so on, give a lot of talks, and that really inspires me. I like to teach others about what I'm doing and hoping others learn. APS is so important to me because it is plant pathology. When I think of plant pathology as a discipline, I think of APS. They're totally linked together. It's not like there's an organization and then there's research and teaching. I joined APS in 1976, just a few months after, just a few months after I started graduate school for a master's degree. And I've been to every APS meeting since 1976, except one. I missed one in the late 70s. And I can't imagine ever stopping, not for a long time. The friendships I've made at APS meetings, Americans and people from around the world. This is even though it's called American Phytopathological Society, it's an international group, and we just have such a good time learning from each other, growing up and growing older together. It gives me a reason for going through each year.